reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come from plowing or tending the sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink?' You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. At first sight, we might look upon that as a slave doing what his master's, but that's not the spirit that the Lord gives to us. For throughout the scriptures, we hear over and over again, "I've come to serve, not to be served. Not my will, but yours. Be it done unto me according to your word." We hear over and over again that servant attitude that we hear in the gospel today. "I'm just an unprofitable servant. I've done what I'm obliged to do." We celebrate the memorial of St. Joseph today. A man who grew up in a religious home, and his parents were Eastern Orthodox people, not in union with Rome. And as time went on, he became a priest, he became a monk, and became the bishop in the Eastern Rite, which rite was a Ruhinian rite, but anyway, a bishop in the Eastern Rite, and saw the necessity to be united as one. And he, through his works, his talking with other bishops, they all decided to join the Roman Catholic Church. Now, not everyone was in favor of that, but he himself says, I'm just an unprofitable servant. I've come to do what I'm obliged to do," as he worked to bring the two together. And so they did come together, but there are a lot of hostile people who said, "He's now a Latin bishop, a Latin speaker." They stormed into his mansion. He came out and he says, "Why are you attacking my people? Attack me instead." And so they did. And with pickaxes, they charged into his rectory. They chopped out his head, left him lay dead for the dogs to rip apart, and eventually tied stones around him, threw him into the river. And it was in the river where his faithful people took him out. Eventually he made his way to Rome. He's buried at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome as the patron of the East and the West, bringing the two together. "I'm just an unprofitable person doing what I am obliged to do." A number of years ago, when I was living in Minneapolis, we received shocking news that our bishop had been arrested for driving under the influence and spending a night in jail. And right away, it cast a pall over the city that the leader was in jail because of his addiction. Certainly, Rome looked upon it as not being an opportunity to raise him up the ecclesiastical ladder, but something else happened which was more powerful. He stood before, first of all, his priest, and he said, "I'm an addict." Admitted that he was addicted to alcohol, and that he assured his fellow priests, who were in a closed chamber at that time, every priest in the diocese, and telling them that, "I am going to begin a program of recovery," and then invited anybody else amongst the priesthood and the diocese to join him if they need it on the road to recovery. I'm just an unprofitable servant. I've come to do what is obliged, what I am obliged to do. Not only did it put a pall over the priest, but brought us all much closer together with the bishop. And then he stood before the archdiocese and let everybody know that I am an addict. I'm a recovering addict, and that I'm just an unprofitable servant. I've come to do what was obliged, I'm obliged to do. And now we look at ourselves. Can we stand before the Lord and say, we're just unprofitable servants. We've come to do what we are obliged to do. What is it that we are obliged to do?